cinch.
Group similar tasks together for awesome time management. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, if you're like me, every day you have a variety of choices for how to use your time and manage your daily to-do list. In fact, it may seem like you should be in a circus with all of the things you're trying to juggle. There are things that others ask you to do, things you want to do, and things you have to do. Your to-do list is filled with items for work, family, friends, community, and yourself. Although admittedly, a lot of my clients and other people that I talk to admit that we put off this last one for self. Some of your to-do items are easy and require little thought, while others take up quite a bit of focus, concentration, or creativity. Today, let's talk about how you can group them together to get more done. Now, I talked about grouping. Group like tasks. It's a technique. There are a number of different techniques for managing the list of items we need to get done, but one technique is grouping. Now, here's what you do. Rather than starting at the top of your list and working your way down, take a few minutes and review the entire list. Then pick the items that are similar and group them together. You may have categories like phone calls, finances, networking, paperwork, or creative activities. Why this works? By grouping or batching activities together, they're similar in nature. Your brain doesn't have to jump from one type of thinking to another. The transitions become smoother. You gain momentum as you perform similar tasks, and in some instances, you may actually find yourself speeding up. So here's one example. If you need to do creative activities in your work, like writing, put like activities together. This morning, I'm writing a post for my blog, but I'll also follow up with a guest post for another blog. My mind is already in writing mode, so I won't have much adjustment to make to start the next post. Example number two. Do you have a litany of sales and prospecting calls to do? Group them together. You'll find that you get on a roll, and each call gets better and better because you're in the same mindset for each one. If you stick a different type of activity, say paying bills or some other financial work, in the middle of a sales call series, you'll not be as smooth because you've switched gears. Example number three. If you're running out to grab something in an office supply store, make sure that you review anything else you might need to be done along the same driving path. This morning I needed to grab more toner for my laser printer. Rather than running out and only getting the ink, I looked at my other to-dos and the route I would be taking to get to the store. As a result, I stopped at our insurance agent to sign some papers, made a deposit at the bank, filled up my tank with gas, and grabbed the ink. In this example, the items were alike because they were all on the same driving path that I needed to take while going to the office supply store. If you'd like more tips on to-dos, go to my blog, productiveandorganized.com, where you'll find a lot of other tips under the to-dos category. Just do a search on to-do. Let me know what you think. Have you tried this grouping? I'd love to hear. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. Thanks, and have a fantastic day.